calling Christians to Worship and the Study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Happy Friday to everyone. Friday. Remember to make your day count. We can't take the day off from making our day count.
Yeah, remember now, we said on Make Your Day Count program that life is what?
Short.
Short. Mm-hmm. About the next one?
Death is sure. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And there's no do-over.
Make your day count this day. Mm-hmm. There's no do-over.
Nope.
So you're going to have to do your best today. Mm-hmm. And we're here to help you and to motivate you and to challenge you to live your best life when?
Today. There's nothing that is too mysterious or too far off. So as we're going through the topic today, and as we've been throughout this month and we'll continue on, the spirit of man can only reach its ultimate potential if and when it's combined with the Holy Spirit of God. So this goes all the way back, all throughout the Bible. It talks about the Spirit of God. It's not only just in the New Testament after Jesus went to the cross. Yes, there was power. There was the inward dwelling of the Holy Spirit to be able to do great exploits, to be able to dwell with us, to be our continual teacher, to continually bring the word into remembrance. And in the Old Testament, too, there were people who are identified as having the Spirit of God. So when God made man, he put the Spirit of man in man in order for that to be the dwelling place for the Spirit of God to be able to instruct, to be able to guide us through this earth. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11 through 15, "For this commandment, which I command you today, is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, 'Who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?' Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, 'Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?' But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil." So God has already equipped us from the very beginning to be able to live a victorious life, to be able to live a good life, a productive life. It's not too mysterious for us. Sometimes we hear this stuff and we think, well, that's too mysterious for me. That's too spiritual. That's too deep. No, it's very practical because God has put within each of us the spirit of man to be able to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God so that we are able then to operate in our ultimate potential in the earth. So that's in the Old Testament. Then in the New Testament, in Romans chapter 10, verse 8, they go through the same. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So the word, it is near us. Where is it? It's in our mouth. It's in our heart. We don't have to go searching to the highest mountain or down to the deepest sea. The word is with us. It's in our mouth. It's in our heart. It is Jesus. He is the word. So as we're reading the words of God, we're reading the Bible, then we are developing our spiritual man. And then we're coming in to the fullness, our ultimate potential.
Look at Proverbs 20. in verse 27 on this Friday morning. Proverbs chapter 20, we'll leave this scripture and others with you as we end this week teaching. But it in Proverbs, the man of wisdom, the book of wisdom says that
the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord,
yes,
searching all the inner depths of his heart.
Key. Mm-hmm. The spirit of a man is what?
The lamp.
It is the lamp of the Lord. It contains, a lamp contains all the ingredients to give what?
Light.
I understand fully well what a lamp is all about, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
It contains everything to give light. Therefore, we have everything in us to show forth who God is. The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord that give light, that exercise God's love. It coming from there. God wisdom, it coming from there. All the attributes of God, it will come from that year of our life. So when our life is connect, we start to show forth the attribute of God.
And that's what, let this light shine. This little light of mine.
Yeah.
I'm going to let it shine.
Yeah.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. The light that the Lord has given us. The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. So as we allow the Lord to search our hearts, we'll be able to then take away the things that need to be cast down, the arguments that we need to pull down, the things that are against the obedience of God, and then bring into that place the word of God, so that we are able to be filled, spiritually mature, continue to grow. You know, a lot of times we don't realize that God has given us the ability to have quality control over our minds. A lot of times our minds are being invaded and we don't even know that we have a choice about what we think about. So when we go back to the foundational scriptures for this teaching in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 7, it tells us that we're to cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Okay, that's great to hear, but we have to be able to do it. And in order to be able to do it, we have to know how to do it. So that's where this understanding of the natural man, the carnal man, and the spiritual man comes in, so that we can run quality control through the spirit man. So when things are coming, ideas are coming, thoughts are coming, we have to be able to say, okay, which are in line? We're testing by the spirits, like the word tells us. What's in line with what God is saying? What's in line with his spirit? Because every voice in our head all sounds like our own voice. Every voice in our head sounds like our own voice, but it's not. Some of it is intrusive thoughts of the enemy.
Yes.
Some of it is just our own opinion. And then some of it is God working to communicate with us. So we have to be able to sort it out. We have to have quality control. The spirit man has to be the quality control officer here in our mind to let us know what to meditate on and what not to, because if we turn our attention to the wrong things, and those things can begin to multiply in our mind and in our hearts, things that we don't want to manifest. So we have to make sure that we are meditating. Paul gives us the prescription in Philippians chapter 4. He says, meditate firstly on things that are true. So if something's not true, then it's not for you. It's not something to continually to ponder over and allow to upset you. If it's not true, it's not for you. Then he goes on and he says that the other things to meditate on, things that are noble, things that are virtuous, things that are of praiseworthy, things that are of good report, those are the things. Meditate on those things with thanksgiving. We're meditating on the word of God. And as we're meditating on the word of God, we're also increasing the strength of our spirit man, so that we can do everything that God has preordained us to do and enjoy doing it. Not just do it, but enjoy doing it, living a fulfilling life. In the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25, at the ones that had the five that multiplied to the 10, the one who had the two and multiplied onto four, they both had 100% return. They had 100% more than that which they started with. And they said to him, enter into the joy of your Lord. So there is joy in fulfilling our ultimate potential.
Always, always when we connect with the Father, there is absolutely joy. My soul now have to come in line with what the Father is doing, with what the Word of God is doing. Because my spirit man is the lamp of God, is lighted with God's knowledge. It's lighted with God's wisdom. It's lighted with everything that is God. And it's coming forth in my life. And it gives me the ability to search out those hidden places in my life where my flesh wants to rule. The spirit of God within man can search the most inner part of man, the deepest part of a man. And so this why this teaching is so important. This teaching is so important for us as believers to get full understanding of how to live in the Spirit, of how to walk in the Spirit and not walk according to the flesh. We walk by the Spirit and not by the physical senses. Yes.
So some of the deceptions of the enemy, especially when we're newly saved, is, oh, well, now you're not going to be able to have no fun anymore. You're not going to be able to have any fun, right? Because the things that we used to think were fun were really to our destruction.
Yes.
So when we first get saved, oh, well, what are you going to do now? Can't have any fun anymore. That's a deception of the enemy until we come to the realization as we grow in the Spirit that it's more joyful operating in the fruits of the Spirit. It's more joyful operating in our purpose, and our life is more valuable than the way that we used to take it for granted. So we have to come through the avenue of the development of the spiritual man to be able to understand those things. Otherwise, we get stuck. We go back to the natural man and what gave pleasure to the natural man. But those things are fighting against our purpose and our destination with God. So we have to make sure that we're not getting, you know, deceived by the enemy, and that we are allowing ourselves to grow in the Spirit into His joy. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Thank you.